USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another shooting at a place of worship. Police in Poway, California, close to San Diego, say a gunman identified as John Ernest opened fire at a synagogue, killing one person and wounding three others. San Diego Police Chief Bill Gore says he may have been involved with another crime as well.
We're currently working with the Escondido Police Department and the FBI to determine Ernst's possible involvement in the arson at the mosque in Escondido about a month ago.
One of the people injured is Rabbi Yisrael Goldstein, who was shot in the hand. He spoke on CNN about the lady who stood between him and the shooter.
Lori took the bullet for all of us. She died to protect all of us. She didn't deserve to die. She's such a kind, sweethearted, just a good human being. She didn't deserve to die right in front of my eyes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The construction crane on Google's new Seattle offices fell from a building on Saturday and killed four people. The crane fell due to strong winds from a storm. Seattle Assistant Police Chief Eric Greening says,
our detectives from the Investigations Bureau, our homicide unit, our traffic collision investigation squad, and our crime scene investigation squad will work with the Washington State Department of Labor and Industries. We will help process the scene and assist them with collecting the evidence to do their investigation.
Four other people were injured in the accident. North Korea demanded $2 million for the care of American Otto Warmbier. The U.S. signed a document agreeing to pay, but National Security Advisor John Bolton said on Fox News no payment was ever made.
It's very clear to me from my looking into it in the past few days, no money was paid. That is clear.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The U.S. Navy is developing a policy concerning UFOs. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Navy is drafting formal procedures for its pilots to document encounters with what they believe to be UFOs. A Navy spokesman says the number of intrusions has increased since 2014, and they want to understand what's behind it. There have been cases of unidentified aircraft entering military-designated airspace multiple times a month, and pilots have reported seeing small spherical objects in formation, while others have seen white tic-tac candy-shaped vehicles, and they claim that they have no air intake, no wind, and no exhaust, and they exceed the Navy's aircraft speed. A former Pentagon official says some pilots were afraid that reporting such sightings would hurt their careers, so many have not done so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Not all Democrats running for president agree on health care. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Massachusetts Congressman and Democratic presidential hopeful Seth Moulton tells CNN's State of the Union the idea of single-payer health care is a bad idea, citing his experience with the Department of Veterans Affairs.
When people show up at the VA and they can't even get seen for months, when I get sent home with the wrong medications after having a minor surgery, I mean, that is not good.
Taking a shot at his Democratic opponents, Moulton has said he's a Democrat, not a socialist. This is USA Radio News.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.